This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Pennsylvania Turfgrass Council. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled, Penn State Paves the Way for Partnership, written by Amanda Zimmerman. Three passionate Penn State turfgrass science students pictured their professional careers until retirement as on the rolling greens of a golf course, but their carts veered from the path. Their turfgrass science degrees did not confine them to the golf course. Penn State provided a foundation for success outside of golf course management. Ryan Freed, endless miles on the cart paths of a public golf course in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, led Ryan Freed to Penn State's turfgrass science program. Freed says, I walked into my advisor's office, an engineering major, and walked out a turf science student. Though my parents were not initially happy, turf is what I liked. Upon conferment of his degree, Freed headed back to the cart path, first as assistant superintendent of a country club in Springfield, Pennsylvania, and later as superintendent of another country club in York, Pennsylvania. He later hired teenagers for their summer grounds crew. Luke Zimmerman, countless hours in the fields of Miller Plant Farm in York, Pennsylvania, left Luke Zimmerman in awe of the cultural practices involved in cultivating and harvesting crops. When later presented with the opportunity to work on the summer grounds crew of a golf course, Zimmerman says he seized the opportunity as he was allured by the agronomics like those on the farm. His golf course superintendent, Ryan Freed, a Penn State Turf Science alumnus, quickly recognized Luke's interest in the field. Freed promoted the turfgrass science program to Zimmerman, and ultimately, Luke matriculated in it. While in pursuit of his degree, Zimmerman returned to the country club to serve as Freed's intern. Thanks to Freed's mentoring and networking in the industry, Zimmerman secured an assistant superintendent position at a country club before graduation. After 2 years in that capacity, he progressed to another assistant position in York, always maintaining his relationship with Freed. Although Freed and Zimmerman never thought they would leave the golf course, Freed started his own lawn and landscaping company, Green Traditions, while Zimmerman took a sales position. Zimmerman consulted and recommended fertilizer and control products to golf course superintendents, townships, and lawn and landscaping companies, like Freed's Green Traditions. Another landscaping company that Zimmerman served had an unfilled need for fertilizer and pest control. This led Zimmerman, along with that landscaping company's owners, to start a new company called Inches Natural Lawn Care. Around that time, Zimmerman received a call from a former sales customer, now friend, Jay Collar, asking Zimmerman for a job reference. Instead, Zimmerman sold Collar on joining his Inches Natural Lawn Care team. Jay Collar, innumerable seasons on the golf course of a country club in Kutztown, Pennsylvania, were the catalyst for Jay's career in turf science. His first season was a summer job at age 16. He progressed to part-time after school and eventually, after high school graduation, to full-time. At the urging of the superintendent, Collar took courses at Penn State Berks in hopes of becoming a golf course superintendent, like his mentor. Instead, upon graduation, Collar accepted a position with a large lawn care company in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Collar says the benefit of this position was a mentor who taught me to navigate commercial and residential lawn care. After 8 years with the company, Collar explored the industry at different levels. Considering a return to the golf course, Collar called Zimmerman in hopes of using him as a job reference. Instead, he left the conversation as a new member of the Inches Natural Lawn Care team. Soon, close friends Zimmerman and Freed found themselves in friendly competition and constant collaboration. As Zimmerman, Freed, and Collar navigated agronomic challenges, they began to realize the power in combining their backgrounds, degrees, and experience. In 2018, Freed sold his Green Traditions to Inches Natural Lawn Care and joined its sales team. In 2021, Freed became an owner of Inch's Natural Lawn Care. Now he and Luke are managing partners. Collar is the general manager. The three former Penn Staters blend well together, with each one having his own strengths. Zimmerman is the persistent salesperson, determined to succeed. Freed is precise and solves problems by considering multiple approaches. Collar excels at motivating employees through management. They are a passionate and unparalleled Penn State partnership. A Penn State degree is versatile. It doesn't limit students to one facet of turfgrass science, if they think beyond the cart path. At its core, the program teaches the agronomic practices integral to successful ground management. However, Penn State realizes that the soil science is not enough to be the best in the field. The speech classes prepare students to advertise their abilities and services. The writing classes teach students to communicate messages effectively. The business classes, especially accounting and economics, show students how to run an operation of any type. Once turfgrass science students have acquired the necessary skills from the classroom, Penn State requires them to test those skills outside of the classroom in industry internships. While challenging and nurturing interns, internship mentors connect students with other professionals from Penn State and beyond. These connections further advance students' education, work experience, and networks. The internship process creates a community of professors, students, and professionals that endure beyond the classroom. This community often comes together at Penn State University conferences, collaborating and socializing to advance each other. The turfgrass science industry, especially that from Penn State, is one of the few industries that works to grow its profession by advancing careers. Thanks to Penn State's career-driven approach, it is probable that alumni will mentor their future employees and maybe even their future partners, as is the case with Freed and Zimmerman. Penn State's Turfgrass Science program paved a powerful partnership for Freed, Zimmerman, and Collar beyond the cart path, and will do so for countless other graduates. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.